Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
But joining us now to discuss that is Virginia delegate Tim Hugo. Because, first of all, Tim, thank you for joining Mornings on the Mall. We see this news that the Fairfax County Sheriff's Office has ended its agreement with ICE to hold wanted inmates for those 48 hours that they would often tack on for when, you know, the federal government is interested in getting to somebody who's illegal here in Fairfax County. Good morning.
Hey, Mary Vince. Good morning. Yeah, it's exactly what we were all talking about in the fall before the election. And remember, everybody said, oh, Fairfax would never do that. And, you know, we would never have a sanctuary city. I'm worried we do now. And I think that concerns me, and I guess probably everybody, a lot of other people. You see what happens around the country in San Francisco or places like this when they terminate these agreements. Somebody can get hurt, and somebody that's that could be a criminal could end up getting out, and they shouldn't have when we've had the chance to hold them.
Yeah,
it's a serious mistake. I hope they rethink this.
The news coverage of this has said that basically the sheriff's office is no longer going to honor the requests from the federal government to hold anybody with the detention order that the feds send unless there's another criminal detainer issued by a court. So they're basically saying, look, we're not holding them past the time we were going to keep them in the first place, regardless of what you ask us to do. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, and I got to ask, why the change now? I mean, you've been doing it for years. Why the change now? Is it something because of the national dialogue, because of the debate in Congress? You know, look, Congress can have their debates, but this is what's good for Virginia to keep doing this. And I think they're making a serious mistake. I hope they reconsider it. And I hope people, you know, call the sheriff, tell her to reconsider it.
Well, there seems to be a common thread when you hear about these sanctuary counties and cities and states. There was, as I'm sure you know, a news release from the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors Chair Sharon Bulova, in which she said, I'm pleased with Sheriff Stacy Kincaid's decision to take this step. The sheriff and her deputies operate the county jail and are not federal immigration officials. This is what we keep hearing over and over again. This is for the federal government. It is not our responsibility.
No, they may not be federal officials, but what is their job? To help protect the public. And this is what we're concerned about. And we all have a responsibility. They have a responsibility, police, at the state and local and federal level. Everybody has a responsibility. Everybody can help out a little bit. What Fairfax County is saying is, hey, we're not going to help you anymore. And I think that's wrong. And I just, again, I ask, why the change now? You didn't need to do it. You've been doing it for years. There's been no problem. And for some reason, probably some political reason, they decided to change now. It's a mistake, and we've got to, you know, somebody could get hurt. I'll worry about that.
Tim, I was going to ask you, you know, as a state official, how do you assess sort of the threat? And we know we've seen MS-13 grow in the area. How do you sort of assess the impact of illegal immigration on Virginia and particularly Fairfax County?
Well, I think one of the things that came out during the fall, they've said there's just as many MS-13 members in Fairfax County as police. When you start to hear numbers like that, does that make you pause? If you've heard some of these atrocities from MS-13 in Northern Virginia and in Maryland, what was the story in Maryland? The MS-13, they cut out somebody's heart. I mean, this is serious stuff that we really need to be thinking very carefully about. You know, forget the politics. It's, you know, you can have the discussion about DACA, you can have the discussion about illegal immigration, but what we're talking about is safety. And I think they've really got to think twice about this. I'm surprised that Stacy Kincaid, and I'm surprised Sharon Bulova, applauded it. It's a mistake.
Is this truly just one person's decision to make, and is there any recourse if the majority of people disagree with it?
Well, I think we've got to look and see if there's any legislative remedies on it, if anything we can do. And I think, too, one thing that Governor Northam said as a candidate, he said, you know, he wasn't pushing, you know, sanctuary city laws, but if there was a sanctuary city in Virginia and a law came down the pike, he would sign it. I think we should find out.
You think this is the moment that sort of activates that trigger?
I hope so. I think, you know, they've always said during the campaign last fall, everybody said there's no sanctuary cities in Virginia. every time the issue was brought up and the concern was raised. Well, that's not true anymore. It looks to me like now there is, and unfortunately, it's where I live, Fairfax County.
Okay. Well, Delegate Tim Hugo, thank you very much. We'll keep checking in with you on this, especially if legislation starts getting worked up in the state legislature. Thank you, sir.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
This time you did something for the first.